Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to do the dirty pull.
The dirty pull.
All the men and women in my life, they're like, hey, man, I can't wait for that Wednesday hump day. Dirty pull.
It's a record-breaking segment. Wins us all of our macaroni awards.
Now, this is where it's going to get interesting. We got our first college football playoff rankings. And we won't get into that in this segment, but we will be able to comp Dirt's top 12 with the committee's top 12, finally.
Yes.
God forbid they do this at the beginning of the year so we know where their biases are at.
Well, they can't hang their hat on the door until November.
They don't have any metrics. They don't have strength of record.
They have to have strength of record to determine where a team should be ranked.
Build up so there's a critical mass of data to provide quality information.
How did strength of record work out with A&M and Ohio State? Didn't seem to play a big enough factor.
No, A&M has by far and away the biggest strength of record, and they were ranked number 3 last night, but I digress. I thought that was the new metric we're leaning on.
I don't think they were leaning on it, but they're supposed to use it, and I don't know. But we'll get to that. What is the top 12 dirty pull this week?
I will tell you, of all the weeks that I've done this, 10 through 12 was the most muddy and convoluted that it's ever been. I struggled with where to go 10 through 12. What matters? Head-to-head, who you've lost to, who you've beaten, your overall record. There was a lot that went into this, okay? Number 12, making their return to the dirty pull for the first time in a very long time. Now, it is not based on what happened this past weekend, because this past weekend, it was not pretty. They were in a dogfight going into the fourth quarter. So on the road, it's a conference game, not going to kill you from one down week. It certainly was that for them. They now have a nice quality rank win under their belt. After the CFP rankings came out last night, we know one of the teams that they beat where they're ranked. Notre Dame is playing very good football right now, outside of the first two quarters of Saturday's game at Boston College. I like C.J. Carr in the way that he's playing. Mm-hmm. You look back at the games that they lost at the start of the year, they were by a combined, 4 points, I believe, a field goal to Miami and a point to Texas A&M. I think that was 41-40. Mm-hmm. Their win over USC is a double-digit win over a ranked team at home, which is a nice one to hang your hat on. Currently, Notre Dame back in the dirty pull at number 12. Number 11 is a team that I tried to kill, and I have now acknowledged I can't kill them. I'm only going to ride the wave from here on out. It doesn't make any sense to me. It has come out of total nowhere. They went all the way on the... We talk a lot about Big Ten teams traveling, you know, two time zones away. How can you handle it? How can you survive? This team had to go East Coast to West Coast last week and play a game. And I thought for certain that they were going to lose that game. And they didn't lose that game. Virginia comes in at number 11 for me. The interesting part about them...
How time you stop hating on UVA?
Look, I've learned my lesson. They have earned it, even though it was 22-20 over Washington State.
Shut up.
And 17-16 over North Carolina. The biggest one for them, honestly, is the head-to-head stuff is tough for me, and I think every head-to-head example is a little bit different. We'll get to that in a little bit when we talk about the CFP rankings. Their win over Louisville is their best win, because I think Louisville's playing really good football right now, and that game is not that far in the rearview mirror. That was only, 3-4 weeks ago before their Washington State game that they beat Louisville, and they beat them on the road. And so Virginia is undefeated in the ACC. They are the only remaining undefeated ACC team in the conference. Virginia comes in at number 11. Number 10, I'm not burying them yet. I know that the resume isn't great. This is more a belief of the coach and the quarterback. And I predicted their loss last weekend. I thought it was going to happen on the road. Their defense has been a little leaky. If you're looking for an encouraging sign, their quarterback threw for 408 yards, which is not something that he's known to do. He's more known as a runner. I still have Georgia Tech inside my top 10. I'm not going to punish you for losing a game at this time of the year and then allow you to get away with winning or losing a game early in the year. I think that's dumb. All losses should be created equal. If Georgia Tech loses that game and then wins 8 games in a row, they're probably ranked higher last night, so I'm not going to overreact to one game. They got 2 massive games left on their schedule. They get Pitt, who is inside the CFP top 25. in a couple of weeks, and then they close their season, of course, in their in-state rivalry at home this year, and they damn near beat Georgia last year in Athens. I got Georgia Tech at number 10.
The first three teams are ACC teams.
All ACC. It's an ACC. Well, kind of. One of them is ACC adjacent. Okay.
One's been having an affair with the ACC.
They have been. They've been sleeping around. They have a pineapple on the front porch in South Bend. We all know that. Number 9 is a team that I thought was going to lose this last weekend, and they impressed the hell out of me. I know that the opponent that they beat is not the team that maybe we thought it was at the start of the year. The way Texas Tech went in, started slow at Kansas State, and then just steamrolled them in the second half. Kansas State's been playing better football as of late.
They were losing at halftime.
They were losing it. I don't know if they were losing it. I think they ended up taking the lead 12-7 at the half, but they were losing the majority of the first half. And then just blitz. I mean, it was 31-7 in the second half in Manhattan, Kansas. And what does Texas Tech have this week? Their big showdown game against BYU. That was the epitome of a look-ahead spot. They started slow. They finished strong. Texas Tech's only loss on the year is to Arizona State on the road with their backup quarterback. They have a dominant win over Utah that is still on their resume and looks very good based on the standings and rankings, the win they came out last night. I have Texas Tech at number 9. Number 8 is the only undefeated team left in the Big 12. And again, they have a massive game this upcoming weekend. They're off of a bye. I can't wait to see how they handle it. The game is in Lubbock, I believe, right? I think it's on the road. I got BYU at number 8. They didn't play this past weekend. They were off. BYU number 8. Number 7 in the Dirty Poll. There's a team that was at home, sitting around, not doing much this past weekend, waiting for their pivotal game. It looks like in bad weather again, and we'll talk about that today.
Yeah.
Nothing to talk about with them. I have Oregon at number 7 in the Dirty Poll.
Wow, bias here.
Yeah, a little home cooking bias.
A little bias.
Number 6 is another team that I put on upset alert, and they impressed me with just how emphatic the win was. Now, the game was at home. The way that they ran the ball to me was the story of this game, and it was not a letdown spot in the least. Ole Miss was coming off a nice win on the road against Oklahoma the week previous. They had to go on the road to Georgia. That's a tough three-week stretch, and they came home and they played South Carolina, and the game was never competitive. They ran away from it. It's a nice SEC win. They get a bye with the Citadel at home this weekend before closing with Florida and Mississippi State. Massive game for them, and they almost feel like a shoe-in to go to the playoff at this point. I got Ole Miss at number 6. And then the top 5 is unchanged. Georgia number 5, Alabama number 4, A&M number 3, Indiana number 2, and Ohio State number 1 in this week's Dirty Poll. I didn't think you need explanations on any of those 5.
You said Indiana 3?
Indiana 2. Texas A&M 3, A&M, Indiana 2, Ohio State number 1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.